This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Go to the brewery in Oakland Park tonight. Catch Dan Day doing a little trivia.
I love it up there.
Always fun. Always fun when Dan Day is doing trivia, but it's always fun at Funky Buddha Tap Room anyway.
Always. Now, see, I always bring Asia because I know I'm not making it home, but I get there.
Well, they have special releases available in the tap room that make for excellent holiday gifts, like Coquito, which is derived from the Puerto Rican holiday drink, barrel aged in rum barrels, and Snowed In, a whiskey barrel aged version of Last Snow. And both of those come in beautiful presentation 22 ounce bottles, which make a perfect holiday gift. You know, you probably have a holiday party you've been invited to or something. You want to show up with something. Anybody can show up with a bottle of Two Buck Chuck from Trader Joe's. I mean, what are we doing here? You want to show up somewhere with some Kirkland hoo-ha? Or you want to come in with a nice little Coquito from Funky Buddha? I mean, what are we even talking about here?
Man, that Last Snow is good. Because, you know, they got beers that get you. That damn maple bacon coffee porter got me. The IPA, what is it? Damn, it got me. And now I think the Last Snow might have stole my heart.
Well, go to Funky Buddha.
Oh, the Cosmic. That Cosmic IPA, that ruined it ruined my whole taste buds for years. I couldn't drink anything but it.
We've covered a lot of ground in 3 hours and 6 minutes so far on the program. Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Just reading through social media here, Chris Perkins is answering questions from his followers, and he responds to somebody. He says, I think Greer and McDaniel are intertwined at this point. They do work well together. I wish there was another voice that would instruct them not to be so finesse. Entire mindset of that building needs to be more edgy, incredibly chill, secure vibe in the entire building. Because we were just talking with Bees, and he kind of made it seem like McDaniel might have more leeway in the matter than Chris Greer following this season. But I know a lot of people do feel like they are intertwined, like it's a package deal.
I'm kind of with Crowder on that one, which is Tua thrives under Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel thrives under Tua. Beasley said, the question is, why isn't it working? And he named all the pieces that I named earlier when you said they were bereft of talent. I'm like, well, they're not really. And Beasley said, like, someone needs to figure out why with that talent do they seem to have a hard ceiling?
I'll tell you, I actually had this conversation recently. When I was coming out of college, I told a story on the show before with Mike Tice, he was with the Vikings at the time. And he kind of said it to me. He was like, "Yeah, you got in some trouble in college." I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "What was it?" I was like, "I was fighting." He kind of laughed like, "Oh, a middle linebacker that likes to fight. No big deal out of me. You can't have 52 Crowders, but I think you need 4 or 5 Crowders on your team." And that's what I think the Dolphins, they're not tough. You don't go into a game with the Dolphins saying, "Damn, I need to wear maybe some more padding. Maybe tape my wrist up. This is going to be a physical game." It's a graceful game. The Dolphins play graceful football. And you bring up the teams that are now competing for the championship, they don't play graceful football. They have a lot of good players. Kansas City has a great quarterback. But look at their defense. They got some butt wipes over there. Philly is just filled with players that have character issues. They say, like, you got to have you 5 or 6 dudes that if a fight breaks out, they're not running away. They're running towards it. And I don't think the Dolphins have those guys.
Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald points out CBS has decided to keep Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the Dolphins broadcast this Sunday. Dolphins, Niners. Barry Jackson writes, "Even with both teams at 6-8, you will get the A crew, Nantz and Romo."
Man, Romo got that spray tan now. He tickled me the other day when I watched
it. I didn't see him.
You see, Romo got a spray tan, and it is so obvious.
Oh, I did not see him. I got to see it. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look up Romo's spray tan, man. Romo, just go get some sun, brother. You got Monday through Saturday. Go sit got outside.
Sid Rosenberg working?
But he got the Sid working. His spray tan is ridiculous.
You know, I have no love for Tony Romo, so not entirely thrilled about
it. No. He's good on air now.
He's great. Nah. He just had a problem. Solana, you know, he wanted to cut Solana in line at the media bathroom.
Yeah.
You wanted to go in there with him. You wanted to cross stream.
Yeah, there are a bunch of people pointing out his spray tan on Twitter.
Have you seen? It's just so,
I'm looking at some pictures. It doesn't look that out of line on the pictures people are posting.
Okay. And live, as soon as, like, it was, you know, you're watching the game, you're not expecting them to go back to the box. As soon as it went to the box, I jumped. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Damn, this picture shows it. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, why do they want to be that color? Why you want to be orange? I don't get it.
You get to lead the free world, the oranger you are.
I just don't get it. You on Sesame Street? Why do you want to be orange?
He's got the Donnie working.
Who wants to be orange?
All right, guys. So I don't know. Do you want me to read through the Dolphins' record, like playoff chances? Are we kind of just tired of it at this point? 4 hours of it.
Most fun I had that I was talking about pot roast.
I'll run it back because I got it down now. Finn's got to go 3-0. Chargers got to lose 2, and Broncos got to lose 3, and we're in there. There you go.
And we're in there, like. That, by the way, was your 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
No, Crowder was celebrating Josh Allen earlier. I still don't understand it. The dude's literally our daddy. But the Bills beat the Lions in Detroit, 48-42. Impressive victory. Nothing. This is not an indictment on the Bills. However, a couple weeks ago, this Dan Campbell, this, tough man Campbell, I eat nails, I break off kneecaps. He went for it on 4th and short when he didn't need to. It was a stupid decision. I told you that, Crowder. It's going to cost me.
It worked, though.
It did work, but decisions like that are going to end up costing Dan Campbell at some point. And yesterday it happened. The first of many. They score a touchdown. End of the third quarter. They come out in the fourth quarter. 10-point game. Not impossible, especially in Detroit.
They've had zero success. I kind of look at this at the Mario Cristobal going for a field goal when he shouldn't have. They have not been able to stop Josh Allen. So he was trying to, you know.
Right.
Sneak an onside kick.
Right.
They steal a position.
Yeah.
10-point
and
game.
It was a great onside kick, by the way.
They almost
it
got
was
it.
A great mm-hmm. onside kick.
Onside kick to start the fourth. But guess what? They don't get it, Hawk. And now the guy you haven't been able to stop all game long doesn't have to go 80 yards or 75 yards. He has to go 42 yards to go and put the game in the coffin, which is what ended up happening. After the game,
it wasn't 42
it was
yards.
Like it was like 4 yards. They got inside the 5. Mac Hollins got inside the 5.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right, because of the stupid new onside rules. That's right.
I think the return was probably 42 yards.
Listen, dance with your date.
Yeah.
If you're going to go for it on 4th-and-1 when you don't have to, you want to ice the game, you're down, I'm about to be aggressive. 4th-and-1 run was very aggressive. And we know what you're talking about when Jared Goff fell and still got the ball to Gibbs. You're going to be aggressive. Stay aggressive. Live aggressive. Your team loves it. That's how you win. And he's going to continue to make this. And then, just like he did in the press conference, they played it all day today. He was like, oh, no, I probably shouldn't have kicked that onside. But dance with your date. You brought Lydia.
Fine.
Don't
I didn't problem with it.
Lydia.
Don't I didn't go, have a problem with it because it was such a Shirley, great onside kick. It was a great onside kick. Mac Hollins got lucky because he didn't even come down. Like, he tapped it up in the air to himself.
Tapped into himself, yeah. Yeah. You know what? The players on that team respect the hell out of that decision.
I think so.
Dance with Lydia.
They were down 17 after that. Instead of being down 10, they were down 17.
Gotcha, but they were going to be down 17 regardless. If they kicked it off, I don't know if you saw what Buffalo was doing to them all game. They were going to be down 17 after cutting it to 10.
Lydia's a whore, Crowder. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if you came to the party with a whore, leave the party with your whore.
You decided to drive over there with her, dance with her.
Trust me, you knew she was a whore when you got there.
Dance with Lydia.
Congrats to Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo, named to the first team AP All-American team. The Heat are in Detroit tonight, 7 p.m., The Panthers are at the Oilers tonight, 8:30 p.m. Your weather.
Heat are on 560 WQAM tonight, and Panthers 790 or?
AM 790 tonight.
AM 790.
I think.
Cam Ward made Xavier Restrepo millions of dollars this season.
I would agree with that.
He need whatever he gets as a signing bonus. Second, third round or something. He wasn't going to get drafted that high until Cam came. So appreciate you, Cam.
Panthers are on AM 790 tonight.
Told you.
Our schedule also says Larry Bluestein is on from 6 to 8 p.m. So what is that? You're just going to do the pregame show and he's going to do the high school sports show and we just air them both?
Yeah, me and Blue. We'll do a little crosstalk. Ask about Teddy Bridgewater. I'll tell him about Drew Smith. We'll figure it out.
All right.
I don't know.
I think Larry Bluestein got preempted tonight for a Heat game. I hope somebody told Blue.
Last time I sent an email about a schedule not being right, I was met with some sass on the other end. So I
likes to be met with sass.
Amberjack?
Nah, I'm not calling anybody.
You got sassy.
I'm not calling anybody.
Got sassy with him. All right. Squash it by the holiday party on Wednesday. I don't want to see things go down.
Lana, you ain't get beat so bad.
Oh, stop. Man, I can't wait to out-drive your ass again, too, bro.
Amberjack going ground and pound you.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. partly cloudy or might be raining. That's your weather.
What was it, a multiple choice test?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.